This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Well, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report and kicking off the second hour. As I mentioned in the first hour, this full two-hour show is going to be focused on investing, and the second hour is actually going to be focused a lot more on companies, with a couple significant company updates and a couple opinions from other people in terms of what they're thinking about some of the news that came out this week. To kick off this second hour, I am chatting with John Kaiser, founder and editor of Kaiser Research. And John, one of the big news events that came out just this week on Thursday, May 31st, is the news out of Novo Resources reporting two of the total of 12 trenches that they are working on. One trench actually produced some decent grades. It was just over 7 tons, and it produced an average grade of about 10.4 grams per ton. And then the second sample, the one that I think is causing the sell-off in the shares, at least today as we are recording this on the 31st, was the 6.8 ton sample, which returned 1.5 grams per ton. Let's just first and foremost get your comments on that news release here, John.
Okay, well, first let me provide a bit of context for this. In the past month, the whole resource sector, the juniors in particular, have pretty much come to accept that we are back in a bear market, and there's really nothing on the horizon that can obviously turn this space around. However, Novo and a new company, a new kid on the block called Pacton Gold, in which Eric Sprott is an investor, but which has nothing whatsoever to do with Novo Resources. Both companies have done well. They've bucked the overarching negative trend. Novo was at 640 or so. That was the highest level that it's been since back in November, before we got the first bad news that the fine gold was not evenly disseminated in the conglomerate, that it was just a little halo surrounding the nuggets themselves, and therefore they themselves represented a nugget effect. Then there was this unusual transaction where several weeks ago, Kirkland Lake, which has already put $80 million into Novo, agreed to buy the 4 million shares Novo had to issue to Artemis 8 months ago for $5, giving Artemis of their share, giving Artemis a $20 million injection. And Novo agreed, yes, we'll shorten the hold period so that you can do this now. And so there was this, and of course, in Pacton itself, it has traded over 50 million shares, gone from nowhere to up to, touched as high as a dollar. So there was this sense that this next round of news release, which was way overdue from Novo, would show us that we have multiple data points in the power line area of the Comet Well project, and that we would start seeing a distribution of grades that are above the sort of 4-5 gram per ton level that we want to see as the minimum average to turn this into a no-brainer, a bulk mining type of situation. We were hoping to see kickoff that even if we're in a big bear market, the Pilbara play is alive and well, and anybody who has a thin edge of the wedge, which is where the Fortescue Basin rocks touch onto the older basin where it's accessible to backhoes and other trenching equipment to get these samples, we were hoping to see maybe a dozen holes telling this. All we got was two data points, and they're actually just one because it's two levels from the same pit. That 10 gram per ton sample, they showed us the photos, and I eyeballed that, maybe 15 grams per ton for those 7 tons of sample. So 10 grams is pretty close. It's an excellent number. It's a $400 rock if it's everywhere like that. The second sample, which I think the market's being mistaken and reacting negatively to that, That was a sample that straddled the basement dolerite rocks and the conglomerate, and they were curious about that because at Purdy's Reward, it was turning out that the gold nuggets tended to be concentrated in about a 0.4 meter segment of the conglomerate union right above the basement. There's no reason for either Quinton's Penny's precipitation theory or the conventional alluvial placer origin of this gold theory to believe that there's should be gold in the dolerite rock. I think they just took this sample because they wanted to make sure they have a full understanding. There's little cracks in there. They get it all. And it turned out there just weren't a lot of nuggets in that basal contact. And the market, I don't think, really is reacting to that because it understands the bigger picture. What it wants to see is those dozen other samples from all over the place delivering results, and now we're sort of hearing, okay, now we have to wait. Do we have to wait another 2 months from that? We don't have that validation news that says there is a prize with size to be found. We're still stuck that this in this mode of this being a big, giant science project that may never have an economic outcome.
Well, John, I think the whole point of this project, at least right now, as NOVO continues to explore, is that it is a bit random in terms of where these gold nuggets are, and that plays a big factor in the overall grade that we're seeing. But one thing to consider is that, yes, these are trenches, so this is right at surface, and that initial higher-level trench that came right far from surface is almost 10.5 grams per ton. So that is, I think, a very good result. And the second sample, and I recommend everyone checking out that news release and looking at figure one. You're right, it does touch a lot of that potential dolerite footwall. This is just an illustration, but that could really be skewing the overall grade that we're seeing. What do you think, though, John, in terms of getting a better understanding for this project? Do you think that these first two out of the 12 trenches, that they're actually helping Quinton and his team move forward?
Well, one of the things that they have observed, and they've from the other trenches that they've also dug, you know, they run their detectors up and down the column, and they see that the nuggets in this area, at least, are at different levels. They've in fact identified two distinct units. One they're calling Lower Cannonball, and the other Upper Cannonball. And they now think that the one that's present at Purdy's Reward is the Upper Cannonball unit, and so presumably since it sits on top of the lower, it is a younger layer of boulders and stuff that has been laid down on the older one. And again, it's clear that the nuggets were being fed from somewhere upslope during this whole time horizon when these different boulder levels, conglomerate beds were laid down. But the thing that troubles me is obviously, the gold has not just an erratic lateral distribution, and you can see in figure three the plan view where they are detecting the gold nuggets. It is in sort of channels and bays and things, but this is also happening in the horizontal level. And this is problematic for the sampling strategy. They've done all these core holes, and they're carefully logging this so they can start to understand the strategy. But we're not yet seeing any sort of logic as to why the nuggets are ending up here, why they're at the basal contact there. That's still a big hurdle that has to be overcome through all this work. And they are doing very detailed work. This is a science project. They're trying to understand how this all works. We simply need a lot more data points. So I have a suspicion that it's not going to be a super exciting summer until we've got dozens of these pits, the results all mapped out, some sort of demonstration of continuity of patterns, and then a going forward method.
Unfortunately, John, we are out of time for everybody on the radio, but you and I will continue this conversation. We will dive even further into this news release and what we're looking for out of Novo in the future. For anybody listening on the radio, please visit our website, www.kereport.com. Click on the weekend show posting, and this full segment will be posted as segment 5.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the Weekend Edition and continuing on with our coverage of more stock-specific stories. In this segment, we are getting an update from Osisko Metals. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Jeff Hussey. Osisko Metals is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OM. And for everyone in the U.S., you can find the symbol BWMXF. Jeff, I want to recap at first the about four recent news releases that we've seen out of Osisko Metals and some drill results coming from the Pine Point project. We've seen consistently nice grades, anywhere from 4.67% lead and zinc, all the way up to the most recent press release of 25.19% lead and zinc. And the widths have been anywhere from 5.95 meters all the way up to just over 10 meters. First, let's just recap kind of this consistent drilling at Pine Point, where you are, like I said, hitting some pretty good grades over some fairly good widths. What's this all showing you in the big picture of this Pine Point project?
Thanks, Corey. The results that are coming out are results from our winter drilling. We were drilling areas that were a little easier to access in the winter. That was the objective of the winter program. And we've come up with some really nice grades and good thicknesses. And the one thing to remind all of our shareholders about is that we say it in every press release, these are near surface resources. These are tabular flatline bodies that are above 50 meters in the East Mill Zone area, what we formerly call Cluster 1. So these are some of the typical Pine Point type deposits, a little lower grade than what was mined when Taminka was there between 64 and 88. That's why they were the most profitable mine in Canadian history, is they had 10+% combined lead zinc at these shallow depths. Here we're seeing grades of 5 to 25, as you said, 5 to 10 meters thickness. But what I want to remind shareholders is to take a look at the maps, take a look at the morphology that's shown on the plan view. So these 5 to 10 meter thicknesses are within 50 meters of surface, so very open pittable resources. And we show the contour that we know now of the deposit. And the, you know, it's almost continuous. There is some interruption in these tabular bodies, but they can be 50 to 100 meters wide in places. And so we have within a few benches, 4 or 5 benches of surface, we're able to get into a nice wide 50 to 100 meter wide zone that we would be able to mine relatively easily. And in the last release, just in the portion K35, you know, it extends over 500 meters, say. The East Mill Zone area, if you stitch all of the deposits together, it's about a 7 kilometer trend. So these will be shallow pits that will go down to meet the mineralization, but it goes on deposit after deposit. So once you're down a certain amount of benches, it's very accessible ore. And with those high grades, a resource base above 50 meters, if we get somewhere above 5% combined lead zinc, you know, 6 or 7, obviously is significantly better. That's what we're trying to put together as a resource base. So the East Mill Zone area is our first area of focus. Now we're starting to put together the Central Zone, what we used to call Cluster 2. And I just want to reiterate, these are shallow near surface, relatively easy to access deposits, and they're near all the necessary infrastructure. So it's a relatively simple mine plan is what I'm trying to say. So these near surface resources are what the drilling program this year is meant to do. A lot of these historical resources, that's what we're doing, is updating them, converting them to 43-101 compliance. So you'll continue to see drill results as we put this together, re-drilling several of these deposits, both in the East Mill Zone and the Central Zone. And then we'll step out from those two zones and we'll look at a larger portion of the site. So there's lots of news flow to come. We're about to start the rigs again. And we're going to aggressively pursue the confirmation drilling program between now and October. We're also going to be starting up our drills. There's 2 to 3 turning right now in the Bathurst camp. So we're starting up again there. There'll be also new slope from the Bathurst camp.
So, Jeff, what I think a lot of people are wondering, too, is understanding that all of these results have been very close to surface. And you are seeing some continuity, but you talked about this 7-kilometer strike length with kind of deposits within. What's the opportunity in your eyes to tie these together, or will this always be kind of a deposit by deposit all within, well, a close distance?
Well, they'll be within a close distance, but there's no problem if you go down. They're so shallow that, you know, if there's a part of the strike length that is less mineralized or uneconomic, you just don't bench down there. You get around it, and then you just go down again. It's kind of like a long trench. There's several ways to design these pits. What's easy to do is to tailor your outline of a pit when you don't have many benches. That's relatively easy to do. When you are deep down in an open pit, then you have to do big pushbacks to get access to the ore. But that's not the case. That's the beauty of it being near surface.
Something to consider here, too, is that you are going through a combined 100,000-meter drill program at both of these camps, and it takes time to develop and further explore these type of large projects that you have. Can you express to our listeners and just general investors the outlook that you're having? It's not a drill-by-drill type of strategy. You're going out there and truly trying to build this model on a lot of drilling.
Yeah, well, it's really a development plan. So there is an exploration component, but mainly this is a historical resource confirmation drilling program. So there's lots of targets. So for the 50,000 meters in each camp, we see that as a first step, and we want to do it as quickly as possible. So we have lots of targets, and then we want to push the perimeter of all these deposits and grow them as big as we can grow them. So that when we go to development, we have the largest resource base we can fit into that economic study, be it a PEA or a feasibility, whatever it will be. So we're planning for that. So there's lots of targets. All of these deposits, what we need to do is bring them up to the indicated category to do a feasibility. So that's our objective. We're looking to get 50 million tons of indicated between now and the next year. We're looking to quickly convert the historical resources to inferred. And get, if we can get close to 50 million tons, that's our objective in the near future, and then take it all the way to indicated as quickly as we can. Then at Pine Point, we're ready to go to development studies and economic analysis. In parallel, what we're doing is we're looking at the larger picture, looking at exploration, brownfield exploration, even looking at the grassroots. But there's so much to bring up to date at Pine Point with the numerous deposits. It's pretty quick to find 50,000 meters of target.
Jeff, I appreciate the update. I appreciate you addressing some of those comments that we've had, and we're going to keep on following along. As you've mentioned, it's going to be a very busy rest of the year as drilling will be continuing and, I guess, kind of starting back again at two of the large zinc base metal camps in Canada. So, Jeff, again, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Corey.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody is enjoying so far our general focus on more stock-specific resource companies. And that's something I'm going to continue in this segment with Joe Mazumdar. He is Brent Cook's partner at Exploration Insights. And Joe, first and foremost, let's just recap a recent presentation that you've given at actually two different conferences, and it talks about copper with the overall focus being that it's hard to find junior exploration companies in the copper sector, especially when you're looking for more or less liquidity events, takeout targets, because majors are doing so much of the exploration themselves. Can you recap what you're trying to drive home to the listeners?
Yes, Corey. Thanks for having me. Well, I mean, the thing is in copper, potentially different than gold, is that grassroots exploration in gold has been declining since 2001. It was like over 40%. Now it's sort of sitting at 20. Whereas in copper, it's bounced back from being about 30% of total exploration expenditures, getting back to 35 to 40. So copper companies see the advantage of doing long-term grassroots exploration, whereas gold companies don't. So they continue to fund exploration. And so in my presentation, I was showing who's funded 60% of the exploration in 2017. And on average, 30% of that exploration expenditure was for grassroots. But what was interesting was there were some very large companies like Rio Tinto who spent more than $100 million on exploration in 2017, and 75% of that was for grassroots. So these guys are pretty aware of the lack of quality, large quality deposits out there on the copper sector, and are spending a lot of time looking for new ones, knowing that brownfields is not going to save them. Overall, two-thirds of exploration expenditures in 2017 were funded by producers, not by juniors. Juniors only had 10 to 15%. So in the end, what we're looking at is that, you know, we it's hard for us to find junior explorers in copper with big potential deposits, because the majors are doing it and they're funding it. And these guys have very good working capital positions and generating a lot of free cash flow.
So does that mean, Joe, that you guys are maybe shying away a little bit from exploration copper companies? Because I know you and Brent are always looking for those companies that can explore, find something new, and have some exit strategy in terms of a sale for the shareholders and for your subscribers. So maybe taking a little step aside from that copper sector for now?
Well, no, I mean, we're still keen on copper. I guess I'm just saying it's harder to find those companies. It's easier to find it in the gold sector than that, but it's very hard to find it in the copper sector. So, you know, when we were looking, I guess my studies sort of suggest or points to what the problem is that there's just not a lot of junior companies exploring for copper. And I've talked to companies that when they get a copper project, they basically said, well, I found one, I'm going to drill a few holes in it, but now, you know, it's going to need a lot more drilling, and that's not really something I'm interested in. I'm going to look for a joint venture partner quicker. And so they're looking for funding of that quicker because they know that it's not something that they want to fund, because it's a lot of money in terms of these big copper deposits. So what we've seen is that there's more junior explorers looking for smaller projects that potentially would be more in the eyesight for mid-tier companies. So what we've seen lately is some smaller copper companies purchase assets. So we've seen Copper Mountain, it was last year and it closed this year, they purchased an asset all the way in Queensland in Cloncurry, where I used to work. They purchased an asset there. And then we saw an Australian company, Oz Minerals, actually purchased a company with a lot of small mines, high-grade mines in Brazil. So these guys see the attraction of copper, want more copper exposure, have not been doing a lot of exploration, and are basically, companies. There's a smaller company that's doing it for growth. But, and we've also seen, in terms of just a bit larger on the scale, that, you know, with Lundin Mining, and they're looking to acquire Nevsun for the Timok project. Again, a high-grade copper-gold development project in Serbia, because there's just not that many projects out there that are, you know, potentially access to production with feasibility study on the way and that kind of grade. If you are looking for a copper exposure in the junior sector, what we find is that what we may end up with most likely is a copper company mostly has exposure to a smaller high-grade deposit that they can define themselves, because, you know, in terms of their budget scope, that's something they can do, they're more comfortable with.
All right, Joe, let's now start to focus on some of the companies. Two quick company comments that I want to get from you. One from Fireweed Zinc. They issued a PEA on their McMillan Pass project in the Yukon. The stock really ran up before this PEA, took a little bit of a hit after the PEA, but is still holding at a relatively strong level, I would say. What was your takeaway from that PEA that the company came out with?
Well, I guess our point of view on the release of the PA was, you know, we were sort of neutral on it because we already recognized the fact that, you know, the capital wasn't going to be small, and it's like over 400 million Canadian. But there are rooms for improvement in the upfront capital, because 105 million of that upfront capital is just in upgrading the North Cannell Road that goes from Ross River, I think it's 200 kilometers, to the site at McMillan Pass at Tom and Jason. So there's room to cut that cost down with respect to what's happening in the Yukon, the federal government, in terms of funding some of the infrastructure and roads up there. So there's potential to get that, you know, to half or less. So in terms of upfront capital costs, I mean, a PEA is always the best way to look at any company because you don't have a lot of engineering. There's not a lot of work put into it. The resources are not all in the measured and indicated category, so it's basically a punt. In terms of this punt, there is actually potential for that capital to go down, at least for the road, which is a significant part of the upfront capital. So that side we're happy about, but we understand from the other side, on the operating side, there may not be much way of mitigating the transport costs in terms of the concentrate because you're so far from port, and the port of call for them would be Skagway. So I don't see any room to adjust that one significantly down. So it is what it is. And basically what the company needs to do is just make sure that what they're transporting is the highest quality zinc and lead cons that they could produce. And that'll be, metallurgy, that'll be finding high-grade deposits. That's really where they can improve on trying to lower that the impact of the transportation costs. But I mean, the reason we bought Fireweed is as much for jurisdictionally it's a good place in the Yukon. We realize that it's remote. Otherwise, this thing would have been mined out by now. It's really the land package. They have a significant land package, and what we're interested in is the fact that there's not very many juniors, hardly any juniors, that have this kind of grade with this kind of volume of a lead and zinc sedimentary exhalative deposit in the world. And so that's really the special part about Fireweed for us and why we own it. And we are looking forward to them drilling up more upside, not just near known deposits to Tom and Jason, but also these SEDEX deposits can happen in clusters to basically define a district scale, target here that a major would want. That's really where our interest lies in Fireweed.
Okay, so you and Brent both do continue to hold Fireweed. Joe, it's always great chatting with you. I do appreciate you sharing your insights. Again, thank you very much for your comments. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we will be chatting again soon.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To a daily editorial here on the KE Report and a daily editorial which will be featured on our weekend show. I am doing a kind of a dual daily editorial here because there was some pretty significant news that came out of Revival Gold earlier this week on May 29th. Revival unveiled its 43101 gold resource at the Bear Track Gold Project. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Hugh Agro. And Hugh, I want to first and foremost recap some of the headline numbers that we're seeing. We have an indicated resource of just over 1.2 million ounces at 1.13 grams per ton and an inferred resource of 765,000 ounces at 1.41 grams per ton. Give us your initial thoughts on kind of how this resource developed for what was the first resource that you're putting out on this project and what you were able to accomplish in really just 1 year.
We're thrilled, Corey. This is great news for Revival Gold, great news for the Bear Track project, and as you point out, all within 1 year of our getting started. It takes us a long way, this 2 million ounces, towards the objective of something greater than 3 million ounces at the combined Bear Track Arnett Creek project, and all within a $1,300 an ounce constrained pit. So we're feeling very pleased with where we got to.
Now, one thing that I want to outline here, Hugh, is that you were able to produce this resource that is encompassing 458 holes and a total of 71,000 meters. A lot of these were historic drill holes as well. You've been doing a lot of drilling just over the last year, but being able to incorporate these historic drill holes helps with costs, but what are some of the other advantages that you were able to utilize?
Well, I'd say the number one thing, and just to recap, yeah, 71,000 meters of drilling in this resource, 13,000 meters of which is new drilling from 2012, 13, and 2017. And really what the real benefit of the historic drill data that we were able to use here is that it really gives us a leg up. And we've QA/QC'd the data. We're very comfortable with the data that we have. We've thrown out a lot of data that we didn't like and you know, that was historic in nature and wasn't quite up to scratch. So we're feeling very good about that. And, you know, the nice thing about being in a brownfield site is that we can actually use the historic data to test against the historically mined material just to reconcile back and you know, feel super confident about the numbers we have. About two-thirds of the material in this resource is in the indicated category, which is a high-confidence category. The rest is in inferred, and we see lots of opportunities to build on this block model and build on this resource.
Now let's go through some of the questions that have come in from our site, from some of your conversations, and some of the questions that I had. First and foremost, as you just said there, a lot of this resource, the 1.2 million ounces, is in an indicated source. So they have a bit more confidence around that. That is contributing or helps with all that historic drilling that you had. But when it comes to drill spacing, there's a question that came in that just asked, general drill spacing and what the plan is moving forward. Can you address that, please?
You bet. So generally, if, you know, we're in 100 feet or less drill spacing in the indicated category, and about twice that for the inferred category. The mineralization is very consistent along strike and in vertically, less so across strike where we've got different lithological units, but we've got very good geostats and hence the spacing I've indicated.
Now, when it comes to the drilling that is currently underway and planned, you have about 8,000 meters plus a potential maybe 2,000 meters, so it could be a total of 10,000 meters planned. What's the strategy going to be here? You're not necessarily looking to convert some of these inferred ounces into indicated, are you?
That's correct. We want to grow the resource at Bear Track, and then at Arnett Creek, we've got a historic resource there that we're starting with, some old drill data there that we may be able to use. But once again, you know, Revival Gold's approach here will be to confirm historic drilling and really do a robust quality check on any historic drilling. So we've got to get in there with core holes and test that out. But generally speaking, we want to add ounces at Arnett Creek as well. We'll see where we get to with that this year, and by early next year, my hope is that we'll be able to update the resource at Bear Track, show some growth there, and start including something at Arnett Creek.
Now, one thing that I chatted about earlier this week with David Erfley is we went over this resource, and he mentioned Arnett Creek, and you've mentioned it a couple times here. Recap for our listeners the relationship, kind of where they stand in terms of Bear Tracks and Arnett Creek, and the strategy behind both of building more ounces, but how you're going to be able to do that.
To understand the geological relationship between Bear Track and Arnett Creek. The two project areas are right next door to each other and contiguous in the south. Bear Track is hosted within a very large regional fault structure. In fact, the Panther Creek Fault in which Bear Track is hosted runs up another 70 kilometers. We have 5 kilometers of favorable ground on the Bear Track fault structure, which is exposed. And Arnett Creek runs almost perpendicular and is an intrusive, which carries quite a bit of gold mineralization. So we'll be looking at the areas where the mineralized zones intersect. We'll be looking at the possibility for bringing material from Arnett Creek over to Bear Track, the infrastructure at Bear Track. It's only about 5 or 6 kilometers away from our infrastructure at Bear Track, so lots of operational synergies there. And as you know, the great thing about starting with a brownfield site is, you know, we've got power, we've got roads, we've got leach ponds, we've got all those bits and pieces that'll make Arnett Creek a nice supplement. So we're just to summarize, you know, there's lots more we have to do in terms of understanding how these two things fit together, but operationally it's quite obvious. Arnett Creek will enhance our concept of a startup heap leach operation and give us a great start towards the bigger concept, which is the possibility of a mill operation for the large resource at Bear Track.
So just to recap, of that 10,000 meters that you're hoping to drill, it's 2,000 is going to be focused on Arnett Creek?
That's our objective for this year.
Okay. Can we also talk about some of the recoveries that we saw in this news release? Those numbers are the heap leach recovery of the cyanide-soluble gold, 85%, the mill recovery of the contained gold, 84%. What is the significance here?
So the main thing is, we've got lots of history on this operation, so we really understand the heap leach recovery, and it tracks the cyanide soluble content of the gold in the material. So we've modeled this on the basis of a cyanide soluble gold. That's pretty standard industry stuff, and it gives us good confidence that the numbers we're coming up with are hard and fast. As to the mill concept, flow sheet, and recovery, we've got some historic metallurgical test work that we're using to base our plans on. We really, though, owe it to ourselves to update that thinking on the metallurgy. There's been a lot of advancements over the next over the last 30 years since that test work was done, and so we've got samples in with the lab now, and we'll be testing those and bringing forward results from that over the coming quarter. And all this is, positioning us for ultimately coming up with some economics and a PEA as we're continuing to work at expanding the resource.
All right, Hugh, I appreciate the update on Revival Gold and that resource that you came out with. Still, obviously, a lot of work to do, but on the headline numbers, some nice results. I also appreciate everybody for listening in to the weekend edition, the full 2 hours. Please let me know what you think of these companies, of our guests, and if you think that I should be looking for any other companies that are catching your eyes. I am always available at plec@kereport.com. Everybody, have a great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ho! homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.